Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday Night Vista Life Conference Call. We're always so excited that you have decided to take time out of your busy schedule and join us on Tuesday nights. We have such great calls with Vista Life, and you want to encourage your new associates, your old associates, family, friends, get on these calls, and they just might learn something new. But I always like to give a special welcome to any new associates that might be out there. I definitely guarantee you, you are at the right place at the right time. But a few they gave me this past week, Gwen Norwood, Jacob Byler, Esther Glick, Alan Yoder, Judy Weaver, Lori Miller, Bill Miller, Katie Ann King, Elsie Blank, Leah Click. You guys, welcome. Welcome to Vista Live. Also, again, top sponsor spotlight, Norman and Esther Winger from Munfordville, Kentucky. Congratulations again, you guys. You guys have been on fire this year. Also, don't forget about our product of the month, Immune 5. You guys, you need Immune 5. It is an awesome product that our formulator, Dr. LeBron, formulated. And you need it during this season of what we're going through. Also, don't forget, free shipping until Rally on all orders that are 150 or more, and that is easy to do with Vista Life. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it while you can. Also, race to Rally. Get with your upline. There's still time to earn free dollars, you know, for the race for the Rally. And which brings us to the Rally. Mark your calendars, you guys. You do not want to miss it. May, it's in May. It is at Pigeon Forge. And you guys, it is, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. I believe right now the cost is $125 per adult. But you get a $50 gift certificate with that, you know, for product. And then children are 30, and I'm not positive of the, I want to say it's like 9 or 10 above, something like, no, it's 9 and below is 30, and then 10 and up is 60. So very, very affordable. But I want to get on to tonight's call. I am always excited to have our CEO with us, Dr. Karina Long, for those of you who are new, is our CEO. And she is a woman that truly cares about your success. She's always given us tools, information, better ways to build our businesses. And, I just adore her. She's full of energy. And like I said, she cares about you. So without further ado, Dr. Karina, are you here?
I am, Susie. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I'm excited about Rally, too. We have every Tuesday, we have a leadership Zoom. And for all you guys who are golds and higher, you get an invitation to come to this Zoom every Tuesday afternoon. And we do all kinds of little things, whether it's learn more about product or whether it's learn, it's mostly about business and motivation, just to keep the leaders going. And I was excited since we talked about Rally on there today. It kind of got me a little jazzed up, and we've been working pretty good on Rally, getting the decorations and just all the little tedious little things done, and new product filtered into a price list, and oh my goodness, it's absurd, really, and the new product is amazing. Y'all are going to absolutely love it. Make sure you come to Rally. Rally, you'll get all kinds of new tools to use in your business, whether it's ideas or physical things or learn more about product. It is just a great time. And we're going to Pirate's Voyage the night of gala. So instead of having a gala, we're going to Pirate's Voyage. I mean, that is amazing, and that is included in your ticket. That's why Susie was talking about the different prices for the ages for the kids. So it's going to be a blast, y'all. And speaking of tools, you will get lots of tools at Rally, but who knows how important it is to have the right tools for a particular job. It's vital. It's vital to go out with the right tools, right? I know that my dad, talking about building houses and different things like that, we've just built our house, and when my dad came over, actually Norman put our insulation in, Norman Wangard from Kentucky. He's a very new platinum director, him and Esther, his wife Esther. They actually came and foamed the house for us for insulation, but my dad had to put a couple of bats in, and that's what my dad did for a living before he retired and started working for us, but he did insulation. And so when he came, it was very important for him to have, well, the correct tools, number one, even the supplies. He had to have insulation, right? I mean, how can you come and put insulation and you don't even have insulation? He had to have scaffolding to reach up there. You know, a ladder would have worked, but scaffolding is a much better tool that he used. And then he had to have these rods because he was putting it up in the ceiling. So he had to have the rods to go across. And if he's putting it in the wall, he has to have a staples and staple gun. A slap staple is what he likes to use as opposed to electric staple. It's so much easier just to slap it. And so it's very, and measuring tape and a knife, because when you measure a section, you know, my dad said, I was the measurer. And he said, okay, Karina, you know, we're not building cabinets here. We're putting insulation in the wall. What that means to everybody who hasn't built before is we don't have to be precise because this is not a finished product. It's going behind the walls. Although, that is not my dad's mentality at all. He was just trying to speed me up because my dad is very much so a perfectionist, and he does like them to line up. So I was being his little measuring girl and cutting the insulation, and insulation doesn't bother me. Maybe it's because I was around it when I was younger and stuff, and so I had to have my utility knife and cut it after measuring it, and I would stack it up for him and hand it up to him in big, you know, like four stacks at a time up on the scaffolding. Well, at one point, I said, Dad, you know, he was so hot. And, you know, my dad's 70 plus at the time, I'm not sure, 71, I think, or 72. And I said, Dad, he's just pouring sweat. I said, let me get up there. So he said, okay, I'll let you get up here. And so I got up there, and even though he cut the pieces, when I put them up with the correct tools, it still didn't look like my dad. My dad, he would line them up and make each end of the insulation just be lined up on the ends. He wanted it like that. He didn't want it jagging because we were doing like three different beams at a time or four different beams at a time. He wanted all those bundles of insulation to line up at the ends. And before we needed another run of it, another 6 foot or 8 foot of it, how much we were putting up. And then, even though I had the right tools, I would put those rods up in particular spots, and he just has a fit laughing at me. He said, did you just come down from here? You just come down from that scaffolding. You come down on this floor, and you look up at that and see what that looks like. And he said, you see? Now you need to learn how to use the tools properly because I had all the tools that I needed, but my job didn't look quite like my dad's job. And I had to go back up and straighten it up a little bit, and he had to tell me how quite to use some of the tools properly. And, you know, you don't just put that rod in to hold a piece of insulation up. There's a particular way and amount of meat that you leave on the board to put the rod in to hold the insulation up. Well, great. You know, I have all the tools, and now I know how to use them. Oh, my goodness, I rocked and rolled after that. Of course, he still liked to be the one up there on the scaffolding putting it in, but at least I was able to do it, and you could hardly tell the difference between his work and my work. if I'm not mistaken, I think Galen O.A. Powers from Georgia may have showed up that day at my new home and me looking like a hot mess insulating with my dad. But that was a beautiful moment. I still have my dad with me. I don't want to make it like it's a memory, but it is a beautiful memory. I really enjoyed that time with my dad. But I had to have the tools. If I didn't have the right tools, if I used a stapler to put that insulation in on the ceiling, what do you think would have happened? It would have turned loose because gravity would have brought it down. Now, it might have landed on the sheetrock or whatever. I don't know if it put enough pressure on it to cause any kind of damage, but that's not where insulation goes. Insulation goes up in the flooring. So you have to have the right tools and use them properly. And so anything that you do, whether it's putting up insulation or whether it's even baking, Alyssa loves to bake. She has to have her tools lined up. If she's going to, she bakes macaroons, y'all. Oh, my goodness. They are amazing. And there is so much that goes into that. And every step-by-step procedure and every single instrument, every single tool matters. She has to have for cakes and for cupcakes. And she does all kinds of things. She has to have eggs and oil. And, of course, you know, in my case, it would be a box of cake mix. I wouldn't have to get the flour and the baking soda and all that, just a box of cake mix. I just recently seen on Discovery Channel that they came out with that, like in the 1933 or 36 or something, a box of cake mix came out for the very first time. And it got really popular there in the 50s and the 60s. And the housewives really thought it was really cool that all they had to do was put an egg in, and you could have dessert any day of the week, and because all you had to do was add egg. So you have to have those right ingredients. So not just the flour and the eggs and the oil, but you got to have a bowl, little things that maybe we don't think about even. You have to have a mixer, a spatula. You know, sometimes you can substitute with a spoon, you know, and the job gets done just fine. And I love doing it with a spoon because guess what? I get more of the batter. There's more left in it because it's not done exactly properly and it's not all scooped out as if you did it with a spatula. And you also have to have a pan to put that mix in, right? And then you have to have an oven to actually bake it. All these tools are extremely important. And besides that, you have to have a timer or clock or something. And if you really want to get precise, and I don't care how many cakes I baked, I used to bake cakes on the side, like for weddings and for birthdays and for celebrations and for Valentine's and all kinds of stuff. I bake cakes on the side. That's what I love to do. And I love to bake our girls' birthday cake every single year. And I don't care how many cakes I make, I stick a toothpick in the middle every time I bake a cake. I know there's some women that would just got it down and they just know, but I just want to see that toothpick come out clean with a freshly baked cake to know that it's completely done. So all these, and guess what? Sometimes you need a taste tester too, don't you? I am that when it comes to cookies at Christmas. I love being the taste tester. But you have to have all the right ingredients, guys. And you have to have that with this to life as well. And you all are on this conference call. Guess what? You're utilizing one tool just by being on the conference call, just by listening. Just by listening. How many more of your people that you know could you invite to this conference call and say, hey, when you get on this conference call, you know that, I'll say especially for LeBron, you know, when you're talking about product, a lot of people are turned on to the product. That's where we all started, right? And everybody loves the product. You can go to one place and know for sure that these people are telling you correctly. You don't have to guess at what that brochure said or that Google search said or you know, anybody can write information on the Internet. Anybody can. And it's not like there's a fact checker on there. Anything goes. So how do you know it's true? That's the age we're getting into is, yes, we're in the age of information, but hey, now we've got to decipher, is this correct information, true or false? You know, I feel like I'm back at school. You know, what is this? I don't know if I can believe this information anymore. This conference call is a tool that can give you credibility with your new associates, with any associate, with, you know, by giving them the knowledge and the understanding of the products and the business, just like tonight, to help you know what you have. You have tools at your fingertips right here, the conference call being one, your extranet being another. Your extranet is fantastic. If you're not utilizing it and you haven't logged in, you're missing out. Don't miss out. If you don't know your username, you go to VistaLife.com and click on the associate login, and you can go to VistaLife.com/whatever your VistaLife website is, replicated website is, and go to the associate login and put your username and password in. If you don't know it, call the home office, message the home office, fax the home office, mail the home office, whatever you need to do to communicate, get it to the home office, and we will tell you what your username and password is, okay, so that you can log in. It does have a username and password because you can actually place orders there. You can enroll new associates there. You can sign up for auto ship there or change your auto ship. A lot of people like to change their auto ship from month to month, so you can do that. You can put your new prospects there. If you talk to someone at the, you know, you went shopping and you talked to somebody, well, there's a place right there that you could put that lead in there so that you won't ever lose contact with that person, and so you can follow up with that person. You can see your organization there. There's just a wealth of information there. The dashboard gives you a real good snapshot. When you first log in, there's a dashboard there. Gives you a really good snapshot of you and what your rank is, what your pay dash rank is, what your genealogy is looking like, what your commissions are. There's even a Facebook feed on there. So if you're not on Facebook, then that's okay. You don't have to have a Facebook account to see what Vista Life is posting on Facebook. It's right there on the dashboard on the Facebook is the Facebook feed. So very convenient for you. You can see just what we're posting and not get tied up in what all else is going on with Facebook. But there's lots of resources. There is one whole folder that all it is on products. We have just about every single product we have has one single product write-up on that product. And when you click on it, it has, there's one flyer. It's intended to be put on one flyer, one page. That way you can print it out. And if you need a brochure or a flyer about that subject because you're having a meeting or somebody says, oh, do you have more information about that? Oh, I'd like to know more about it. Then you can say, oh, go to my website, VistaLife.com/healthyforyou, and click on Cardio BP. Well, that's all well and fine, but that puts that in their hands to actually follow up with that, where you personally could come back here to your extranet, click on the products tab, and Cardio BP is right there on the top of the list, and you can click on that and see a whole one sheet with information about Cardio BP. You can save that. And save it, and you can add your information on it. At the bottom, it has a block available that you can put your information in there, independent associate information. And you can, in that is the supplement fact panel. So I don't know about you, but I want to know what I'm taking. I want to know what's in my product. So we make that information readily available even to those that don't have a bottle in their hand, okay? So the supplement fact panel is right there on that flyer with a picture of the product, because I think a visual of the product is sensible. I think, you know, you see it, you know it, and it brings that relationship in there. And then there's several different paragraphs written on what CardioBP is about, how it can help control your blood pressure, and things like that. And it's all right there on one flyer. Now, you can either print that off and mail it out, send it in the mail with your information on it, or you can save it, send it as a picture in Messenger, or you can send it as a picture. I would suggest if you're doing email to put the picture in the body of the email, okay? That's very important to me, is to put that picture in the body of the email, not as an attachment. A lot of people don't look at attachments unless it, you know, it's really something that they'll go to that extent. It's just another step for them. But if you put it in the email, then it looks like something you have created especially for them. It's there in their email. They don't have to look at an attachment. But you can attach it. It's a PDF, so you can attach it as well. But there's every product we have has a write-up pretty much on it. You can utilize that so clearly. If somebody says, oh, do you have any more information about your CBD gummies? Yes, I do. The answer is always yes, because it's in your resource center. Go there, click on the CBD gummies, and open that up, and there's the gummies right there. There's a beautiful picture of what the gummies look like. There is a supplement fact panel, and of course, a write-up of it as well. So that's on every product, guys. We also have resources like logos. People want to put logos on printed stuff or on their own shirts outside of what we have, or sticker their vehicle with it. Well, we have those logos in your back office so that you can easily download that and give it to whoever is creating that for you. If it's not us, that's fine. And those logos are there in very, very high resolution in something that would need to be blown up, okay? Not what you get off Facebook. Facebook really dumbs down the photos taken because of the storage and the upload time and the download time and all that jazz. So it's nothing like that. It's extremely high resolution. But there's also resources here, other resources like newsletter. If you missed out on the newsletter, or maybe you were on the front cover of the newsletter, or maybe you were inside the article of the newsletter, those newsletters are, if you scroll down far enough, then they're right there in the newsletter folder. Or maybe you're not in it, but maybe there was a product write-up about Vista Vibe, and you say, oh my gosh, I really wish I had more of that newsletter. How can I get a hold of that? There it is. Print it off. Or if you don't even need to print it off, you can message it. You can email it. You can electronically transfer it however you want to with that. As well as, of course, a rally registration form there. The Race to Rally. The Race to Rally is still going on, y'all. Make sure you take advantage of that. You can. We have several that's already maxed out the benefits of Racing to Rally. So they're going to have their rally just pretty much paid for, and just by taking part in Racing to Rally. So you want to know more information about that, want to get it out to your leaders and other people that may be involved, click on that 2021 Race to Rally in your resource center under the rally folder and send it out to your people. Let them get involved. Quick Start Packs are back there. Strategic Placing is back there. And also, of course, our compensation plan is all back there in your resource center under compensation plan. And just under tools, there are so many different business building tools here. There are write-ups on the 90-day challenge that's going on right now, product order forms. Have you ever been in a pinch that you don't even have an order form or you don't even have an application? You're like, you got to have the right tools, right? You got to have the tools for the job. There you go. They're right there. You don't have time when you're signing someone up. You don't have time to wait for the mail to ship it to you 3 days later. So you could just go print it off. Or for heaven's sakes, write it on a napkin. You know, it's still works. You still get the job done, just like me and my dad insulate, and the job still got done. I just didn't do it just quite properly, did I? And I needed a little bit more instruction. Well, that's just like this. Some of the things can still be done properly, but it's a lot better when you have the right tools, correct? There's also internet guidelines on there. If you want to know, well, what do I do? How do I work my business on the internet? Can I say this? Can I do that? I want to create a separate website. Can I do that? There it is. The internet guidelines are right there within your tools part of the resource center. There's even a samples letter in there, guys. Have you ever seen that? There's a samples letter. What would you use a samples letter for? That sample letter is just kind of a letter that you could send out with a sample of product. Whatever product it is, it's kind of open-ended where you can kind of fill in the blanks a little bit. But in case you don't know how to write a formal letter, or you don't know the words to say, just like, here's your sample, let me know how you like it, you know, and then you have a whole page that is blank to go with it. Well, that's fine, too, sometimes. It's also cool to have a little piece of stationery and not just a printed letter where you handwrite it. But I know that some of you send out so many that you can't necessarily do handwritten. But there's a sample letter there that will help you, especially for the new ones that are just like green, and I don't even know what networking is. How do I do this? You know, some of us older ones that have been around a while and are not new to networking, well, you kind of know what to do, don't you? But you have to look back and remember where you were when you first got involved. How do I talk to people about this? It sounds interesting to me. Networking, I get to stay at home, I get to work from home. But, okay, now I know about the products, like I've educated myself about products. How do I, you know, how do I start this? How do I get out there? Well, the sample letter is a really good thing because it's already worded for you. You just fill in the blanks. So that's there. Shake recipes are there. So if you wanted to have a meeting and have like shakes there, and one of the meetings just be a mixer where you just mix up a bunch of shakes with whether it's Protein 25 or the meal replacement shake, and just make it fun. Or maybe if you want to have a meeting, if you're having meetings every single week, then you change out the recipe each week and hand out the recipe that you've made. Each week, you do a new recipe. So however you want to do that, those shake recipes are easily found right there, some of the most popular ones, so that you don't have to go scrounging around. Or if you're like me, I don't change a whole lot, like of things that I like a shake. Our meal replacement, I will drink a little bit out of a bottle of water, and I will put that meal replacement just as quick as could be in that water, shake it up, and that's how I like to drink it. Now, there's a lot of people that don't like it like that. They want to put bananas in it. Jim Dungan might even put a little scoop of ice cream in it from time to time if he wants to. He loves those shakes, but a banana and strawberries, and you can put all kinds of stuff in the shakes, but I'm not one. I'm in a hurry. I got to go in the mornings. I don't even drink. I mean, I don't even eat breakfast in the morning, so I certainly don't want to be blending anything. That's out of me, my life. I don't do that. I just want to get it and go. But there's a lot of people that like to do that. And so those are recipes that are available. Or if you don't want to figure out the recipe, then here's what people have already come up with, and that tastes fantastic. So there is so much. I can't go through, of course, everything that is back there, but the tools are available to you. They are at your fingertips. Just reach out, go get them, look on your extranet. They're so easy. You're not going to mess up anything or break anything by going in there on the extranet and looking around and finding your tools. Go on there and use them. And two, make sure you come to Rally because you'll get lots of tools there as well. Even if they're just tidbits of knowledge tools, the Rally is so important, and we're going to have such a great time, and I can't wait to see you there. Susie, I'll turn it back over to you, honey.
Dr. Karina, thank you so much. Such good information, you guys. Take advantage of it. Vista Life is here to stay, and you don't want to be left out. So everybody have a fantastic rest of the week, and until next week, God bless. Good night, everybody.